Catholic vitamins. Vitamin Z.
Zed.
Zeal. Episode 29. Mark Nearbus.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won. Look at how far we've come. Let's fully embrace this change that has taken place.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Could you stop interrupting my intro?
Well, Dolores, we have people in foreign countries. It's not Z to them, it's Zed. Oh, maybe even...
Oh, you've been listening to Sean, the duct tape guy, too much.
Hey, later in the show, we're going to play the commercial that he did for us.
The jingle.
The jingle, yeah.
I like the sound of jingle better.
Yep. Well, welcome to Catholic Vitamins. We're continuing to mend day by day. Are we getting a little better?
I'm getting better. I'm still coughing some, but yep. I'm feeling and I think sounding somewhat better.
Yeah, don't make her laugh, folks. Please do not make her laugh.
Yeah, I may still go into a coughing attack.
Well, let's see. What's new? You said that you wanted to...
Oh, I had some old business.
Oh, okay.
From the last podcast. Everybody who listened to that remembers that I was crying that my iPod had died.
Yes, and I found a blessing in the blessing book. I did a healing service.
It's a miracle, folks. It's a miracle. It somehow resurrected itself, and I don't have to buy a new one just yet.
Truthfully, I thought the disc, the inside storage disc on the iPod was gone, and it acted that way when it was connected to the computer because nothing happened. It even made the computer hang up until we disconnected the iPod. But then, like 3 or 4 days, 5 days later...
We gave it a day's rest, at least a whole day's rest, and then we decided to try it again. We plugged it back in, and with plugging in and recharging, yep. Miraculously, it started working.
Yep, you got all your old programs back.
I'm back in business. I'm a happy camper.
All right, and then the other thing was you could not think of a park in San Francisco that we used to like to go to where they had
the eucalyptus trees, and it's Stern Grove Park. I told you I'd remember it after the podcast.
Yep. That was on just off of 19th Avenue.
19th Avenue near Stonestown Mall.
And not too far from the part of town that we used to go to every weekend for Saturday breakfast. Do you remember that?
Yes. West Portal area.
What was the name of the...
The Village Grill.
Oh, we used to love...
Almost every Sunday we would be there. Saturday or Sunday.
I loved their home fries. They were just awesome.
They did a good job with their food.
And oatmeal. We used to like their oatmeal.
And on weekends, there was always a standing line out the door.
Yep.
Waiting to get in there.
Well, Dolores. Oh, I'm sorry. Dee. Dee.
Who are you talking to?
Our show today is Catholic Vitamin Z for...
Zeal.
We're
at the end of the alphabet.
Yeah, we are. And we are running a special promotion. By the beginning of next show, we will pull the name of someone who sends us or calls us and says, I don't remember.
Random drawing.
We're going to have a special prize for those who have been with us through A thick and Z thin, thick and thin. And we're just going to do a thank you for being a listener to Catholic Vitamins.
I've already got... quite a few names in the container over there.
CatholicVitamins@gmail.com or our feedback number, 206-350-3789. And just say random drawing and you get a chance to win something very nice, we think. And we'll send that out. But we also do our regular Vita Scrabble. And because this was an easy one, we've had a lot of entries for that, haven't
we? So by the end of the show, we'll draw a name for a winner.
Well, I found a little reflection on Catholic Exchange. I think it was March 14th And the title of it was, He Wants to Make All Things New. No matter how young and healthy we are, there are times when we feel mighty old. Boy, isn't that the truth, Dee? It's a feeling that comes from deep inside, a feeling that we've been there, done that, and bought the t-shirt. Our routines and the ordinariness of life can back us into that frame of mind, and even more so our perceived lack of progress and advancement. After all this time and after all this effort, what have I got to show? Why am I just running around the same old track again and again like an over-the-hill racehorse? These feelings can be messages from God, something warning us that we have indeed lost our way and are wasting our time, and sometimes warning us that we've forgotten the very good reasons why we're doing some of the things we need to do every day. In either case, as Isaiah says in today's reading, the 14th, God wants to create new heavens and a new earth. He wants to teach us the words of a new song and give us a fresh and hopeful vision of what our present can mean and what our future can be. Let the Lord refresh your drooping spirit. Let him show you how the world looks through his eyes. You have a wonderful destiny. Don't ever forget it, and don't ever betray it. Isn't that a nice reflection on the topic of zeal? And that's what our show is about. And I'm just so very happy, Dee, to introduce you and our listeners to Mark Nierbus, who's with Franciscan University. And we will be back. As we've said earlier in the show, our guest today is Mark Nierbus. He's the executive director of Christian Outreach at Franciscan University. I've known Mark in his position, and Mark has actually prayed over me with hands over me and has helped me to be filled with zeal. So I couldn't think of someone that I'd rather have on the show for this vitamin, this topic of zeal today. Mark, welcome to Catholic Vitamins.
Well, thank you, Deacon Tom, for having me. It's a joy and a pleasure to be with you today on your podcast.
Thanks. I've listened to yours so many times. Maybe we'll mention that a little later in the show. Tell us a little bit about Mark Nierbus.
Well, Tom, I grew up Catholic, so I'm a cradle Catholic. And I, however, suffered through a difficult family situation where my parents separated and then were divorced. And we're a family of four boys. We grew up in Long Island, New York, and we started giving my mother fits shortly after the separation in terms of not wanting to go to church. We were Catholic, as I mentioned, and going to Mass on Sunday, and eventually made it, I think, difficult for her, and we all stopped going to church as a family in my high school years. And then in my college years, and we're going back quite a few years now, so this was 1969, when I graduated from high school, I went into college and started experimenting with drugs and smoking pot and that kind of a thing. And I went to a Catholic university, and I tried to kind of get back into faith with God, but it really, really didn't avail myself too much of that and went more the party route. And was living that kind of hippie kind of drug lifestyle for about a year and a half, and it was after the first semester of my sophomore year in college, I began really asking the deeper questions on meaning of life and the source of happiness, and I didn't have much direction. And I decided to drop out of college and began searching for truth, searching for meaning and purpose in life. And to make a long story short, I traveled through Southern California, hitchhiking, Arizona, New Mexico. I got as far as Fort Worth, Texas. And I was going to look up a friend of mine from my hometown on Long Island who was going to school there and spend some time with him and then head back toward the West Coast. And Texas Christian University is in Dallas, or Fort Worth, I guess. But I met a friend of my friend on the campus of Texas Christian University who knew my friend and said, well, this was January of the year, January of 1971. And he said, well, I know your friend, he's not due back for a few days and you can stay with me. And I said, great. And we started a conversation and he said to me, well, do you know Jesus Christ? And I said, not really. And he said, well, let me tell you about the four spiritual laws. And so he took out this little booklet and read to me the four spiritual laws, which is the basic gospel message. And at the end of that prayer, and by the way, this guy was a Southern Baptist, Tom. Mm-hmm. And at the end of sharing with me the basic gospel message, which is God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, but that we're sinful and separated from God. That's why we don't know his love and plan for our lives. And we have to individually receive Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, and then we can know and experience God's plan for our lives. And I had known much of that in my Catholic upbringing, but I didn't know too much about the personalization, like having a personal relationship with Christ. And he said, you know, if you want to have meaning and purpose in your life and you pray a prayer, this prayer from your heart, Christ will come into your life and he'll give you that meaning and purpose. And I said, well, that's exactly what I'm looking for. So I prayed the prayer, which was, Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for forgiving my sins, for dying on the cross and forgiving my sins. Please forgive my sins. Take control of the throne of my life and make me the kind of person you want me to be. And when I prayed that prayer, it was like the burden of the world was lifted from my shoulders. I felt that the drugs and the lifestyle I was into was the darkness and that Christ was the light. It was like a veil was lifted from my eyes. And I also experienced simultaneously with that a deepened feeling of God's personal love for me and a joy and a peace and a warmth really in my heart that I hadn't experienced. I kind of remember having a close experience of that in my experience of First Communion. But this now was as an experience as an adult. I was 19 years old. So I then felt led to go back to the college I was in the Midwest. Actually, it was in Ohio, the same state I'm in, but it wasn't Franciscan University at the time. And I met a friend of mine. I actually got a card from a friend of mine while I was still on my travels in January of 71, who was also a student at the university I was at in Ohio. And he said, Mark, and I was telling them in postcards myself, my friends in college, I was telling that I had this experience. And this one friend wrote back and said he had a very similar experience, and it was at a Catholic charismatic prayer meeting, which I had heard nothing about. So I came back to Ohio from California in my travels and hooked up with him, and it was the early days of the Catholic charismatic renewal just starting out on our campus. And then I made a general confession, went to reconciliation with a priest, was reconciled to the church, and rediscovered my Catholic faith, my Catholic roots. I also, in participating in the prayer meeting at the university level there, met my wife, who had her own kind of conversion experience a year after I did. She started coming to our prayer meetings. We got close through serving the Lord on the college campus in many ways. And a couple of years after college, we married, began our family, and then moved to Steubenville back in 1984 to join the work of renewal that was going on this campus through Father Mike Scanlon's work and many other good people here. And then ended up having various jobs here at Franciscan University. In the last 10 years, I've been working as Executive Director of Christian Outreach, overseeing our summer conference apostolate. Carol and I now have 9 children. We have 3 children-in-law, 2 beautiful daughters-in-law, 1 son-in-law, and we have our 4th grandchild on the way.
You must be taking the right Catholic vitamins. I would have never thought that you have that many children. You just look like a young man with a lot of zeal and fire and gosh, we could almost stop our podcast from the testimony that you've just shared about you, but I'd like to move into the topic of zeal. So, Mark, as I sent you some notes about our time together, I told you that I had spent some time looking in the Catholic Encyclopedia at the history and the underpinnings of zeal outside of the Bible. And St. Thomas in the Summa talks about an intensity of the action of love zeal as a manner of one loving God. And, you know, God help us, many of the churches we go to do not look like they have people that have zeal in their hearts. And mm-hmm. I wonder if you might want to say a few words about what's going on from your point of view.
Well, Tom, I think, you know, I did look at your notes, and one of the things you mentioned that St. Thomas talks about an intensity of the action of love and zeal as the manner of one loving God. And I think it starts first with loving God. But loving God is actually a response to the knowledge, and I'll highlight the word experience, of knowing that God loved us first. So just as I shared my own personal story of how I encountered the living Christ and how the difference that made in my life and set me on a path of wanting to grow closer to God and getting reconciled with the church and having a zeal for evangelization, it comes from knowing and experiencing, not just head knowledge, but that longest distance that people talk about in the human experience is from the head to the heart, the experience of God's personal love for me. And that draws you out of a desire for a sinful life or a worldly life into desiring a life of godliness and holiness. And then through God's grace, as he roots you in the church and surrounds you with other believing Catholics who have a similar experience of conversion, of knowing that God loves them in a personal way, that zeal is nurtured and grows. But the zeal starts with the zeal for love of God, which comes from knowing and experiencing. As John Paul II put it, he talked about in the year of Jesus Christ, as we were preparing for the great Jubilee year, he talked about the importance of having an encounter with the living Christ. In other words, he was saying catechesis isn't enough. It's not just enough to have that head knowledge, but we have to have the heart knowledge of being personally loved and have that encounter with the living Christ. Jesus Christ is alive today, and we have to encounter him today and be open to receiving him in a personal way. And then that starts us out on a path of zealousness for him and the things of God.
Our guest today on Catholic Vitamins is Mark Nierbus, who's the Executive Director of Christian Outreach for Franciscan University. He, among many other tasks, plans, markets, and directs the summer conferences. And I've been blessed, I think it's 5 years in a row, to be able to go to the priest, deacon, and seminarian conferences each summer. I just signed up yesterday, Mark, to join you all in late June for the same conference.
Really, well, that's great. I look forward to seeing you on campus again, Tom. That'll be terrific.
Amen. Amen. I have said to people, and I've preached about this, that it is like setting my heart on fire again after a year of ministry and needing to take time to back away a little bit and become refreshed and have the zeal ignited again. It happens each summer, and I know that you have the Steubenville Youth Conferences there, and I interviewed Father Mark Rutherford, I think is his name, who was ordained 36 hours last year when he talked to us at the conference, and he had an amazing story that centered around adoration at a Steubenville Youth Conference. Even though we're stepping off script about zeal for just a moment, what are the conferences that you have there, please?
The conferences we have coming up this summer and each summer, the adult conferences we have start with our, actually we've added a men's conference, which is going to be the first weekend in June, excuse me, and that's for any men who are involved in leadership or want to grow in leadership or connect with other men from around the country who are involved. There's, I'm sure, Tom, you know, a real growing men's movement in the Catholic Church.
Yes.
And so I've been working with some of the leaders here, and we put together a wonderful program for them the first weekend in June. The theme of that is Sharpened on the Rock. We're going to have some breakout sessions for leaders. We'll also have opportunities for spiritual growth workshops and inspiring talks and praise and worship, just like any of our conferences would have. Then the Catholic Charismatic Conference is empowered by truth. We have some young speakers at that who are actually people we know from our youth conferences. Also Ralph Martin, who's a very popular speaker and an interesting medical doctor who's got a very powerful healing ministry and has even experienced praying with two people who have come back from the dead. How's that?
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah, that's June 11th through the 13th, and he'll be leading our healing ministry. And then Religious Sisters Conference, June 15th through 17th. The Priest Deacon Seminarians Conference that you mentioned. And we have a Father Peter Cameron, who I'm excited about. He's the editor-in-chief of Magnificat magazine that's been received so well by so many people around the country and has been a real prayer resource for many people. We have the St. John Bosco Conference for Religious Educators, July 21st through the 25th. And then we end up our adult conference season with the Bible Study Institute, with led by Dr. Scott Hahn, and Jeff Cavins will be with us. Kimberly Hahn also speaks there. And then our concluding conference, July 30th through August 1st, is Defending the Faith. Our theme is Transformed by the Renewal of Your Mind. In addition to Scott and Kimberly Hahn, our very popular Father Benedict Rochelle always speaks at that conference and is scheduled to return. And we're honored to have a cardinal with us, Archbishop Justin Francis, Cardinal Regali, Archbishop of Philadelphia, will be with us for the Defending the Faith Conference. And then we have four high school youth conferences sprinkled in there throughout the summer.
How many people do you host at throughout the course of the summer, roughly?
Yeah, Tom, from the first weekend in June to the last weekend in July, we serve between 10,000 and 11,000, given, and, you know, 10,000 plus certainly every year. So we have a pretty busy and engaged campus through the summertime.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for all of that. And if anyone is looking for a way to light a fire in their zeal pot, one of these conferences, I just couldn't highly recommend them enough. And you have a website for conferences. If you want to say that now, please do, and then we'll post that in our show notes as well.
Okay, great. Yes, it's Franciscan Conferences, all one word, and it's lengthy for a website, but it is what it is. FranciscanConferences.com.
Okay, great.
So www.FranciscanConferences.com. And all the information is there.
Going back to the topic of zeal, I sent a note to you that said that I had read something that caught my attention about false zeal, and the example given was Paul, the zeal he had when he persecuted the early church. And do you have any observations about false zeal in the world today?
Well, I think it's, yeah, I thought that was interesting. And what struck my mind about that, Tom, is the word passion. You know, God created human beings to be passionate, to be empathetic toward people, hopefully mostly toward people in need. But it's a general human characteristic of being passionate. And you hear this a lot in maybe some leadership training, even in the secular field, about, you know, it's important to be passionate about your goals, passionate about your job, passionate about your mission. You know, and every organization needs to have a mission statement. And some of those mission statements and some passions that people have can be very worldly, or even, in fact, misguided, and even led by the evil one, our adversary. You know, there's the unholy alliance of the world, the flesh, and the devil that are continually pushing against and warring against the kingdom of God and our work in it. And so people who are not prayerful people who are not Christian people, can easily get led down the wrong path and have a passion, like St. Paul did, that is misguided and persecuting of the church. I think the most obvious one and most recognizable one to our listeners would be all the people who are involved in quote-unquote pro-choice or the pro-abortion movement, or what we would call, what John Paul identified, Pope John Paul identified as the culture of death today. And so we have people that are very passionate about snuffing out life for very misguided reasons that they may paint up with good language or nice sounding words like pro-choice, or, you know, it's all about the mother or a better lifestyle or whatever. But those are misguided passions that you know need to be redeemed by the blood of the Lord and by an experience, once again, an encounter with the living Christ, just very much like St. Paul had. His passion was misguided until he had his profound conversion experience and was knocked down by the light from heaven and Jesus himself appearing to him and saying, hey, you know, I love the fact you're a passionate man, but it's misguided and you need to turn it around and be passionate for the things of the Lord and for advancing my kingdom. And of course, he became the greatest evangelist the world has ever known. So there's always hope for anybody with misguided passion to be turned around with the grace and the conversion. But I think a lot of people, if they don't know the Lord or don't have faith, you know, their passions are misguided and can cause a lot of damage.
We're talking today with Mark Nierbus with Franciscan University, and our topic, our vitamin for today, is zeal. In the early church, we read about people who were filled with zeal, so much zeal that they were willing to risk anything to be Catholic Christians. Doesn't seem so in the modern church in a lot of areas. Would you agree?
I would agree, Tom. And you know, it's unfortunate, but I wish more Catholics would read the popes and listen to what especially our most recent popes, our modern popes, are saying about this. Pope John Paul II, on the beginning of the third millennium, in January 6th, the feast of the Solemnity of the Epiphany. I just couldn't get the word epiphany in my mind for some reason. In 2001, penned a document called Novo Millennio Innuente, in the beginning of the new millennium. And in it, at the very end, he addresses this very issue. And he says, you know, we in the church today have a call. We have a call from the Lord to evangelize, to share the good news. And he said, you know, we need to tap into that zeal, that missionary zeal that the early church had. He said, now the Christ whom we have contemplated and loved bids us to set out once more on our journey. Quote, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Matthew 29:19. And he ends his quote. And then he says, this missionary mandate accompanies us into the third millennium and urges us to share the enthusiasm, note the word the Pope is saying, to share the enthusiasm of the very first Christians. And then he goes on and tells us how we can tap into that very same enthusiasm of the early church. He says, we can count on the power of the same Spirit who was poured out at Pentecost and who impels us still today to start out anew, sustained by the hope which does not disappoint. So if we want to look at what it is that inspires and gives us zeal for proclaiming the gospel, your point is right dead on. It's right on. It's the early church. Go back to the early church. They relied on the fullness of the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you know, Tom, that same power at the same level is available to us Catholics today. We simply need to call upon him and ask him for his help, for his strength, for his zeal, for his passion. And that Holy Spirit is the perfect love of between the Father and the Son that we receive at baptism. We're confirmed in it at confirmation, and we can call on a daily basis a re-infilling of that grace and that power each and every day. And I do that every morning when I get up. I rededicate my life. Many Catholics make a morning offering to Jesus Christ. I also ask the Holy Spirit to fill me anew every morning so that I can maintain that zeal and focus on the Lord and the things of the Lord throughout the day.
Wow. Mark, I think we could just keep going on and on because this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart. But mindful of the clock, would
you say? If I could just jump in one more thing. I mentioned, I know that the clock is going here, but if I can just mention, I quoted John Paul II. Pope Benedict XVI is also talking about this. He is very clear about the importance of calling on the Holy Spirit and being baptized in the Holy Spirit. He called the youth in World Youth Day to pray for a new Pentecost, to pray for a personal Pentecost. He has said in some of his various audiences, let us discover the beauty of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Let us be aware again of our baptism and our confirmation, sources of grace that are always present. So Pope Benedict XVI is also encouraging us to go back to this experience of being baptized in the Holy Spirit, of tapping into Pentecost. Pentecost wasn't just an historical event back then, but in fact, the conferring of the Holy Spirit, as the experience of the apostles did in the early church, continues today in our time. And so we're encouraged by our modern popes to tap into really the key source of zeal, which is the person and the power of the Holy Spirit. And the popes, Pope John Paul and Pope Benedict XVI, both have recognized that this person, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, has been the least known of the persons of the Blessed Trinity. We need to get back in touch with him and recognize that he's the source of our zeal and source of our power and inspiration and really ability to evangelize effectively in the modern world.
If you didn't have any zeal that was noticeable before the start of our podcast, spending time with Mark and people like him does a lot for those who come in contact with Franciscan University and the staff there. Let's, you know, be reflective. There are people who will hear this who may be inspired and would love to come to one of your summer conferences, but for whatever reasons, economic schedule, family, they might not be able to do it. So the first thing I want to do is say, I know because every year I buy them that the proceedings of these conferences, the speakers are recorded and soon after are made available in the bookstore. Could you say a word or two about that?
Yes. If they go to franciscan.edu/bookstore, they can find our past speakers' talks, both on CD and DVD. The older ones are still on tape. We haven't digitalized all of them yet, but we're working on it. I would strongly recommend if anyone's heart has been touched through anything I've shared today, that they would look at the 2007 year, that they would go to franciscan.edu/bookstore, go to 2007, check on the Charismatic Conference, and choose either the CD or the DVD by Ralph Martin on A New Pentecost for a New Evangelization. That to me is one of the best talks that we've ever had delivered at Franciscan University on one of our summer campuses conferences. And this talk would encapsulate and I think inspire and show the scriptural grounding as well as church teaching on this experience of the Holy Spirit and zeal for the things of the Lord and the new evangelization that John Paul II has talked so much about. But any of those talks, as you're pointing out, Deacon Tom, would may be of interest depending on where people are in their spiritual life. And we have hundreds, literally hundreds available for your listeners at the Franciscan University bookstore site.
As we wrap up, Mark, any closing thoughts? Any books?
Well, I think Father Rennero Cantalamessa is an OFM, I think he's OFM cap, But he is the preacher to the papal household, and Tom, you might have read some of his writings. But
I have,
he has a book entitled Sober Intoxication, which I think is a great book on the Holy Spirit and would be inspiring and helpful to people. But any book by Father Rennero Cantalamessa, his last name is Cantalamessa, and he's written a number of books, and he's the preacher of the papal household, and he's just filled with zeal, filled with the Holy Spirit, and that would be a great talk. Also, I mentioned, a great book. I also mentioned Novo Millennio Inuente by John Paul II. That would be a great read and helpful for people. And then there's another book that's out, Christian Initiation and the Baptism of the Holy Spirit in the Holy Spirit, which is written by Killian McDonnell and George Montague. It's a little on the theological side, but it looks at the evidence from the first 8 centuries of the Church Fathers on this experience of the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that would be a good book and a good resource for people. So those are a few of my thoughts. The other thing I would say to maintain this zeal, the thing that helps me the most, besides personal prayer, availing myself, participating in the sacraments, adoration, as you mentioned, prayer before the Eucharist, to get with like-minded Catholics, find other Catholics that are zealous, other Catholics that are excited about their faith, and either share with them in a small faith-sharing group or a Bible study or a prayer meeting or some outreach, either to the poor or an evangelistic outreach, is very, very important to interact with Catholics who are of the same mind and same heart each and every day as much as possible. That helps keep that fire going and burning brightly, and that zeal alive in my heart, I know.
So, our guest today on Catholic Vitamins has been Mark Nierbas, the Executive Director for Christian Outreach at Franciscan University. Mark, I have been, after us getting together for a while, this has been just a blessing, an absolute blessing and joy, and I thank you for nurturing the zeal that I have in my heart that the Lord is asking me to grow and asking all of us to grow. So thank you for being with us.
Well, you're very welcome, and it's been a pleasure and an honor to be on your podcast, and thanks for inviting me, Deacon Tom.
What a blessing it was to spend time with Mark Nierbas, dear, and you've been to Franciscan University.
I have. It's a beautiful, beautiful campus.
Yes. Let's tell briefly the story of you coming to the last night is an open night for the priest, deacon, seminary, and conference.
Right.
And what was it, about 3 or 4 years ago, you...
Oh, when I was trying to make it and almost didn't make it.
Yeah. Well, what happened, folks, is that our plan was, I had flown to Pittsburgh, moved over to Franciscan in Steubenville, Ohio, was there for the priest-deacon conference, and Dee was going to fly on Thursday, join us for supper that evening,
right,
and then come to the closing talk and the praise and worship music, and then the healing service that they have at the end.
So it all started with Thursday morning, me trying to get from our little mountain town in Estes Park, Colorado, down to the airport and running into a train.
Yep.
Not physically running into a train, but being held up by a train. Construction.
Yep.
Anyhow, long story short, I get to the airport, I miss my flight.
So I get a message during one of my breaks. It was on my cell phone. Dear, I think I'm going to be late. I don't think I'm going to make the flight. So then...
And then the next message is, I missed my flight.
Yeah. And so what I did was I started asking people to start praying. And I tell you what, that's a pretty powerful place to be praying.
Oh my gosh, was it ever. So I got on standby for the next flight, but they said it was full. And so I had really, you know, no thought that I was going to get on it. But at the last minute, I went up to talk to the clerk at the desk, and he said, one seat, we can get you on.
Good show.
Oh.
So D flies. Meanwhile, I have no idea what's happened to her because that was the last communication we had. And we had a group of us praying for this. And so The evening program starts at 7 o'clock. There's music that starts at 6:30, and then the program starts at 7 o'clock.
And so you already knew I wasn't going to get there in time for dinner.
Yep. Oh, so what did I do? I squirreled some pieces of pizza.
You did.
Yeah. At any rate, I went outside about 10 to 7, leaving the music that I love so very much and singing. And I'm outside 10 to 7, 5 to 7, 4 minutes, 3 minutes before 7. And guess who comes walking over a hill?
Over the little ridge.
There. Yeah, and dropping down to the field house. You and I hugged each other so passionately. And all I could say was, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And the next morning, we're at breakfast. And this priest, was it a priest?
Yeah.
Came up to you and said, is this the person we were praying for?
Yeah, we had a lot of people praying for you. And you made it for sure. The power of prayer. Well, Mark Nierbus, I will see you in June, and I just can't thank you enough. Mark said that it was something like 10 to 11,000 people each summer they put through their programs, and Mark is in charge of all of those.
Gosh, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, and the most powerful, of course, or at least the most well-known, is the Steubenville Youth Conferences that they have there, and I forget the number of young people that they bring through. I'm impressed and wish we were closer, Dee, because he said they were doing a men's conference in early June. I'd just love to be there all of June, but just can't do that and be here in the parish. Their web address I'll put on our blog page where I always put in show notes. And for the summer conferences, it's www.franciscanconferences.com. And don't forget the CDs and DVDs. And I'm pleased to tell you that Mark Nierbus has made arrangements for us to have a DVD of the 2007 Charismatic Talk by Dr. Ralph Martin, which he said was probably one of the best summer talks and certainly most zeal-inspiring talks. So we've got a lot of things going on for giveaways, but if you will just mention 2007 Talk and send us an email at catholicvitamins.com, or call us on our feedback number, 206-350-3789, and just say 2007 Talk. We'll put those names together, and we'll pull one. And next week, we'll give away the DVD talk by Dr. Ralph Martin, one of the most powerful. And having been to Steubenville for 5 years, that has got to be a tall order.
Well, we do have a little bit of feedback. We want to get through that.
Yeah, sure. Faithful listener Mary Ward said, Tom, I enjoyed the Why podcast so much. You are sure correct. Who wants to yield? That's my big problem and a better choice than my guest. I think she said yearning. She was one of the ones that said yearning. Mm-hmm. And she thought Sister Catherine is a gem. Thanks again for a meaningful contribution. Thank you, Mary.
And I think you did a post recently, maybe on Facebook or Twitter, about having given up watching NBC News,
yes,
the Today Show, and then switching over to ABC or CBS and then ABC.
Right.
So you got a few comments back about that. And one of them, Teresa wrote in, she said she hasn't watched network news for a few years now. Very biased. Only watch Fox News, which of course has its own biased opinions. However, they are more like mine. When all else fails, I turn to QVC and shop.
Now, that sounds like your recipe. Hey, dear folks, as we begin our wrap-up, and that's what we're trying to do, we do have a few more things to share. I want to share a few more words about Father O'Doherty's page, which is now a part of the Catholic Vitamins website. Father O'Doherty was our pastor back in Ocala, Florida, many years ago. A great pastor, a great shepherd, a great confessor, and he also is a great, great homilist and teacher. And we have now two of his talks on our website. They're free of charge. You can just click and listen. And both of those are about women in Scripture. And I have listened to the first one completely, and I love his reflections on women in Scripture. Women were the only ones who stayed near to Jesus during the crucifixion. He talks about the woman with the uncleanness, the bleeding for 12 years, and the power of the touch of Jesus, and the sensitivity of women and the sensitivity of Jesus. a great deal of gentle thoughts and good meditation material from Father O'Doherty.
Hey, we just passed St. Patrick's Day this past week, and you made us a delicious corned beef and cabbage meal.
Who am I talking with? Who said delicious corned beef?
Probably 10, 15 years ago, I wouldn't have said that, but I have grown to like it. Anyhow, you did a really good meal in a brand new crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
And we invited a couple friends over. And then you must have said something on Facebook or something, because you got a comment.
I think I put a joke on there. It was a Maxine joke about the smells associated with corned beef and cabbage. I'm not going to go any further because this is a G-rated show. Nisa Robbins Gadbois, who is active on Facebook and have their own blog area. Deacon Tom, thank you. I cook my cabbage with about a teaspoon of fennel seed, F-E-N-N-E-L seed. It helps the tummy handle the cabbage and seems to help dissipate the aroma left over from the cooking. Thank you. Thank you, Nissa.
And speaking of food, I hope nobody's been able to hear these last couple minutes. Our dog Holly has been around the corner licking her sister's bowl that has nothing in it, but she just thinks there's got to be more food there. she's never satisfied with what she has herself. We got a few Facebook friends. Should I read them all?
Yeah, you read them all. Yeah.
You've got two new ones, Emilio and David, and I've got Michael, Christine, and Greg, and Father Christopher.
Father Christopher, bless you. Thank you for your yes to the call of Jesus to be a priest. In this year of the priest, we salute all priests, and we pray for you. Dee and I do, and others do.
Oh, just to throw in a plug, Michael is Michael Mercer from the Mike and Eve Our Catholic podcast,
that's one podcast that
we have started listening to. They're fairly new. They've only got 7 or 8 episodes, I think, but I'm really enjoying listening to them, and I recommend it.
So we have a problem, don't we? We have so many that we enjoy, we love. You know, our thing got started with Rosary Army a long time ago, and then pretty quickly I found out about Lisa Hendy's work, and we used to listen to that regularly, and then I was blessed to be able to join Lisa.
And that's been my problem with my iPod and running out of space, because I want to keep too many of them on there.
Right, right, right. Well, if we start naming them, we're going to run into trouble because we'll forget some of whom we're listening to. Well, dear, have we got anything else?
Oh, yes. Something very important.
Okay, what is that?
We got a draw.
Oh, that's right. We'll be right back.
Except I forgot to bring the basket over
here. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Okay, shaking all the names in the basket. Boy, there's quite a few in there.
There are this time. Thanks for everybody participating, and I've got a piece of paper.
Okay,
and,
open it up, and it's Anna
Chernowski. I think that's how you pronounce it, Anna.
Hope so.
Yeah, we'll get in touch with you and get a mailing address and send you a delicious, unique, legendary Catholic Vitamins sweet treat. Well, dear, I think we're near the end, and we have time for
Bite of Scrabble.
Bite of Scrabble.
We're starting all over again.
Yes.
Oh, let's. How exciting!
Let's tell them about the thanks for participating.
Oh, the random drawing.
Which
we're going to do. We've been slowly collecting names, and we'll still keep collecting through this next week.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to participate and take a chance on winning some special prize, just send in or call in and say random drawing.
That's all you have to do.
And we'll put your name in the container.
All right. Now, this is separate. This is Vita Scrabble. And for new listeners, this is the way Vita Scrabble works. We give you a sort of a Scrabble word. It's the vitamin for the next show. We tell you the first and last letter and the number of letters in the word. And if you guess it, your name will go into a basket, like Dee's basket that she just had a minute ago. We pull a name, and we send that winner a special sweet treat, and usually something else a little more meaningful or substantive. So, dear, this one.
Bite a Scrabble for the next time. Starts with A.
The beginning of the alphabet.
Ends with S.
Oh.
And it will be 11 letters long.
All right. Now put your thinking caps on. We had a lot of people participating in zeal. And we had a lot of people participating, like, with the word joy. And a lot of people were guessing yearning when we were on vitamin Y.
Even though that wasn't correct.
No, that wasn't correct.
A lot of people were participating.
Now think of a word in the Catholic faith. You don't hear it most other places. Sometimes it's a little more on the, I'm going to give a little hint. Can I give a hint?
Uh-oh.
Not too much.
Not too much.
A little more on the academic side of things than...
Oh, that's too much.
All right. Well, take a guess,
folks.
He's
just giving it away, folks.
It begins with A, ends with S, has 11 letters, and that's what our vitamin for the next show is going to be.
I think we're wrapping up.
I think so, too.
And I apologize for clearing my throat. It's remnants of my cold.
Yeah, me too. I'm still struggling with it. So on behalf of our dogs making noise in the background, on behalf of Mark Nearbus, who helped us to look at the need for the Holy Fathers, the recent Pope's call for zeal in our lives, they tell us it doesn't come from head knowledge. It comes from connecting the 15 inches between the head and the heart. So we hope that Mark inspired you and that the Lord will, you know, set fire to the zeal in your heart and that you can help spread the fire to other people, right?
Right.
Well, we thank you, folks. This is Tom, Deacon Tom.
And Dee.
Blessings.
Bye.
Adoration, beauty, conversion, discernment, excitement, family, generosity, hope, intimacy, joy, kindness, leaven. Moments, nativity, openness, psalms, quest, renewal, searching, truth, unity, vespers, women, willingness, Xavier, yearning, zeal. To find which letter they are on, go to CatholicVitamins.com. Every weekend, Tom and Dee share Catholic life from A to Z.
From A to Z, Catholic vitamins. Don't enter the race without them. See you next time.
This is Deacon Tom. Blessings.